Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. Friends, successors, what is going on? Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones, and we're coming at you today with another episode of the Speak Your Success Podcast. But before we even get into that, I want to take a moment and just say thank you to all of the successors, everybody who's been listening, everybody who's been tuning in, because now we have reached 104 reviews. Man, that is that's crazy, because we're at episode 108, but you all have left 104 reviews. Blown away by the support, really excited and really just grateful for each and every one of you who took the time to hop on, use your Twitter fingers and type those reviews. So we're very grateful and very excited just for that. Now, today, with that being said, we're going to go ahead and kick off this episode like we always do with the review of the week. And this comes from Mr. C. Ilanu. And the review reads, Jonathan is such a powerful provoker. He makes you question and want more from yourself and those around you. His podcast is inspirational, thought-provoking, and emotionally stirring. Deep yet relatable on so many fronts. I wholeheartedly recommend this podcast for those who are looking to better their lives and all those around them. Would you want it any other way? Mr. Buzo leaves with us. Shout out to Chibuzo Ilanu, Mr. Chibuzo, who's out in Houston, Texas. He's an elementary school teacher, and this dude, man, pours into kids like nobody's business. This is actually one of my really good friends, and I've never understood how he wakes up so joyful. I'm like, bruh, why are you so happy right now? Why are you smiling? Bruh, it's 6 o'clock in the morning. Get out my face, please. But, just want to say thank you, Boozer, for taking the time to leave that review. And now we're going to go ahead and just get into today's episode. And today's episode is 4 A's of stress management. We should call this the anger management episode. That's what we're going to call it. The anger management episode, 4 A's of stress management. Whoo! So I volunteer at this particular facility where I work with young men. And I did not know that anger management was such a huge deal. Granted, I know people have rough pasts. I know people have certain stuff that they haven't necessarily dealt with just yet. But I didn't know that it was I didn't know that it was that bad for so many people outside of these young men. Then I was talking to one of my good friends just the other day, and this young lady here, as I'm sitting there talking to her, I'm like, bro, you need to chill, because you're not little mad. You're big mad at this point. You have to chill out. And she's like, nah, F this. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to leave right now, but I'm going to leave you to your thoughts, because you need some time for yourself. And then I had to realize that I wasn't going to allow her to upset me at the same time. Then I began to think about how many other people, haven't done that work. How many other people haven't gone to counseling? How many other people haven't been real enough with themselves, just understanding the fact that we all have some form of work to do? If we haven't gone to counseling, or we don't believe in counseling, then maybe we need to take time and we need to see where else we can go, to where we can grow and to where we can learn more about ourselves, how we can better ourselves to be the best person that we can be, to be the best individual that we can be and add the most value to the world. But we can't do that if we're walking around, if we're upset, and if we haven't done that work. So today I want to help us do that work, and I want to help us get to a better place, to where now we can not only grow, but now we can challenge other individuals to grow as well. As you all know, we love giving application here at the Speak Your Success Podcast, because we know that you can't grow off motivation. We know that you can't live off motivation alone. So therefore, we give you tangible tips, and today is going to be 4 A's that you can actually practice and implement in your own life. And I really want to hear feedback from y'all. If you're on Twitter, shoot me a tweet at Jonathan J Speaks. Use the hashtag SYSP. If you're on Instagram, shoot me a DM or something. Just let me know which point resonates with you. What are you implementing in your life and how you're growing? And on Twitter, I'm Jonathan Jones. On Instagram, I'm Jonathan Jones Speaks. So let's go ahead and get into today's content. So the first A that there is, understanding that this can help you with stress management, because we all suffer from some form of stress. If it's at work, if it's in our relationship, if it's just dealing with family members, whatever it might be, the first A would be to avoid unnecessary stress, right? We got to avoid it. We know that, you know, it's not healthy to avoid a stressful situation that needs to be addressed. But it's amazing that there are some stressors in our lives that we need to eliminate, right? Understanding that if we're at work and we know we have a full list of things to do, we have a full plate of work to do, we have to understand our limits and be like, nah, I can't do that, boss. If you want me to be able to complete the task that you asked me at a high level, then I have to stick with what I have right here. And you giving me this is going to force me to do something and complete a task not at its highest level. So I don't think it'd be in our best interest for me to do this. Something else that we learned, we have to distinguish between shoulds and musts, right? Like, I should do this versus I must do this. Must has a sense of urgency. Should is more so a suggestion. So when we begin to embrace that, that helps us avoid unnecessary stress. Also, there's avoid people that stress you out. I mean, that goes without saying. If you know every time that you talk to this person, you got like that big vein in your neck or in your forehead, and you're like, oh, no, I don't need to be around them. They really stress me out. They really upset me. Then we have to move away from them. And then the last part of that one is just to take control of your environment. If there's people that stress you out, get away from them. If it's the job that stresses you out, take some time and, you know, walk away. Take a break, go to the bathroom, meditate, pray, do what you got to do so that you can make sure that you're in a clear headspace and so that you really can be your best self for your family, for you. But ultimately, we have to understand that people, we can't control people, right? And understanding we can't control people, we have to control what we can control and we have to avoid what we need to avoid. So that's the first A. We have to begin to avoid some things, and we need to drop some tasks and then eliminate them if they're not even necessary. Put them at the bottom of the list, then move on. The second A for you is alter the situation. If you can't avoid a stressful situation, then you need to just see how you can alter it. Sometimes we might be mad with the individual. We might be upset with somebody. However, if we never address it with our feelings, we never let them know what our emotions are, then we end up bottling them up, and then we have resentment toward these people. Then we're angry at these people. We're like, nah, I'm not going to talk to you. You know what you did to me. But sometimes they don't. So we then have to begin to express our feelings. And then also we need to give people a certain time limit. Like, we have a roommate that might be chatty. You know, you just got home. You're like, hey, I got 5 minutes to talk. So, hey, because this way now you give them a certain amount of time because you're taking control of your life. You're taking control of your time, and you're not allowing this person just to run your life, to alter your situation. If you never voice your feelings, resentment will ultimately build and then the stress will increase. So we have to make sure that we're careful of that. But also, if you want to alter situations, you have to be willing to compromise, right? And that looks like, when you asking somebody to change your behavior, then you have to be willing to change your behavior as well. You have to be willing to bend a little bit so that way you have a good, happy medium in the middle where you meet that person. They change, you change, everybody grows for the better. The team wins. And that's what it's really about, because you can't expect to alter situations and you can't expect to demand certain things if you're not willing to change certain things also. But lastly, you want to begin to create a balanced schedule, right? This is still in the alter situations, because you altering situations looks like you finding a balance between work and family life. and social activities versus all social activities and no family time, no time for work, and you have no time for responsibilities. So that's what it looks like to alter situations, just so that we have a good idea of what that really looks like. But the third one, man, I mean, the third one here is adapt to the stressor. If you can't change the stressor, then change yourself. Ooh, I'm going to say it one more time. If you cannot change the stressor, then change yourself. Because you can adapt to stressful situations and then regain your sense of control by, one, changing your expectations and attitudes. Right? Sometimes we can be in the airport, we're upset. Oh, man, what? What you mean we got a delay? What you mean? Why is my flight delayed? Versus saying, well, man, okay, since there's a delay, since there's a layover, now I can plug up my laptop, I can charge up my phone, I can take some time and get a little bit extra work done. I have some time to pause. I have some time to regroup. I have some time to listen to my favorite song. I even can have the opportunity to enjoy some alone time. When we begin to view stressful situations from a more so positive perspective, this helps us ultimately shift the trajectory of our own lives. Have you ever realized when you get upset about something, then your whole day is ruined? Versus if somebody comes up to you and they try to upset you, you're like, oh, nah, you're having a bad day. Then you're not altered by that person's attitude because you realize that you can control the situation. So control what you can control. But another thing when we're adapting to the stressor is, we look at the big picture. We ask ourselves, is this going to be important in the long run? If me and you get into an argument, will this matter in a month? What about a year? Was it even worth getting upset over? Then you begin to realize that it wasn't. You realize that it wasn't that big of a deal. You realize that you might have made a mountain out of a mole. And then it's like, wait, but this person means a lot more to me than this situation. This person means a lot more to me than being angry, being upset. So now I need to realize that I shouldn't have such a perfect standard, or I shouldn't be looking towards somebody for perfectionism. Because when I look at somebody for that, or when that's my standard, oftentimes we'll scratch that. It's never met. And when it's never met, then we're setting ourselves up for failure because we're demanding perfection. So friends, just understanding that, we have to make sure that we adapt to the stressor, because when we adapt to the stressor, this allows us to practice gratitude, taking a moment to reflect on all the things that you appreciate in your life, including your positive qualities and your gifts. This is a simple strategy, but this can help you keep your focus on the things that really matter, by shifting that perspective. And friends, lastly, I want you to accept the things that you cannot change. Yep, that's the last A. Accept those things that you can't change. Because there's some sources of stress in your life that are unavoidable. Life happens. Life is unpredictable. Such as death of a loved one, serious illness, a recession. Like, these are things we cannot control. But the best way to cope with that is just to accept things the way that they are. I once heard an individual say, when certain things happen, don't get too high on it. Don't overreact or don't downplay it too much. Just look at it and take it for face value. And when you begin to do that, you realize how many things you really can't avoid, because you're like, oh, man, well, this did happen. However, it could have been worse. Or this did happen, but let me just grow from it. Let me utilize this experience to really grow. So, man, when we really look at these things, because lastly, we were still talking about accepting the things that you can't change. Don't try to control the uncontrollable, because there's a lot of things in life that are out of your control. Prime example, other people's behaviors. Hello, lights and wall. Because I used to try to get mad when people didn't do what I wanted them to do. But now I realize that people are people, and people are going to make mistakes. I make mistakes. However, when I realize that I can't control them, but I can control my attitude, I can control me raising my voice, I can control my actions, that's when things began to shift for me. Another thing is just looking at you know, just looking for the upside. Like we talked about, that perspective, that positive perspective, that's so huge. Because when you're facing a major challenge, you try to look at them as opportunities for personal growth. Don't look at that. Don't look at it as adversity. Look at it as an opportunity to grow. And when you begin to embrace things like that, that begins to shift you to a growth-like mindset, like we talked about before, versus a fixed mindset. A fixed mindset is people who focus on the negative, people who focus on things not growing, not moving, not shifting. But when you focus on a growth mindset, this allows you to take the time and reflect and learn from your mistakes versus just beating yourself up, getting down on yourself, you know. So still, lastly, I just want to touch on this last one, because when you accept the things you can't change, this is when you begin to love. This is when you begin to learn to forgive people. Like I said before, we're imperfect, but you let go of anger and you let go of resentment. You begin to free yourself from negativity by forgiving other people and moving on. I was listening to a podcast earlier this week because I was upset with somebody. I was really upset. I was like, man, I'm not calling him. I'm not talking to him. I'm not talking to my man. But then I began to realize that, bro, by me doing that, I'm hindering other relationships in my life. By me doing that, I'm blocking the amount of love that I can also share with other people by me being mad. So, friends, we're going to go through and recap those four A's one more time just to make sure that you have them written down. But the first one was alter. No. The first one was avoid. Okay, we have to avoid unnecessary stress. The second one was alter. We have to begin to alter our situations. The third was we have to adapt to the stressor. If you can't change the stressor, then change yourself. And then lastly, we have to accept the things that you cannot change. Okay, we're going to add the article reference down at the bottom, because this was a really great article, as well as they have a lot of other tools to help you deal with stress management or anger management, as I entitled the episode. And it was a great resource for me, and I would encourage you to take the time and do a little bit of reading yourself and see, you know, if any of these ways help you cope with stress, any of these ways help you cope with anger. And I would encourage you to tweet me on Twitter at Jonathan J Speaks, and make sure to use the hashtag SYSP and say, John, boom, avoiding the situation, this really helped me. Boom, altering the situation, this really helped me. That way I can retweet it, and that way we can get some conversation going around this, because if we don't learn how to manage our stress, if we don't learn how to manage our anger, if we don't learn how to effectively cope, we're going to continue to hurt people with our words, harm people with our actions. And by doing these things, now we're putting ourselves in a position to where we're creating dysfunctional relationships, and we're not allowing ourselves to grow. Neither are we challenging other people to grow as well. And I just want us to be the best successors that we can be. I want us to make sure that we're the best individuals that we can be, as well as effective citizens to add value to other people's lives. Cool. Great. And now we're going to go ahead and get into one of my favorite segments of the week. You all know how we always do it. And this segment is the winner circle of the week. Can I get some trumpets, please? In the winner circle of the week, this is when we just highlight an individual who is out here getting it, an individual who is putting forth that work. This is somebody who we see is really tearing it up and really killing it. And this young man, I have to give him a shout out, because I was thinking about him just a couple weeks ago, and I'm like, man, when I was talking to one of my good friends, Jaron Collins, another young lady by the name of Kayla Garner. Jaron Collins is Mr. JCI Creatives, and Kayla is the KG Lifestyle. These are two high-level thinkers. But after thinking and talking with them, then we began to speak of this gentleman. We're like, man, this brother's out here getting it. I'm like, does he even work? Because he's everywhere all the time. And he is none other than Mr. Brandon Moore. You can find him on Instagram at Moore in Dallas. And that's Moore with two O's. R-E-N Dallas. And he's a Dallas blogger, and I've seen him cover some major ground, probably within like the past 3 to 6 months, I guess. Because if there's any event going on in Dallas, he knows about it. This brother here grinds. Okay, don't get it twisted. He's pretty hilarious, and he's sometimes a little bit petty. If you know Brandon, you know he's a little bit petty. But now just seeing what it looks like for somebody to say something that they desire to do and then watch them go after and get it, it's really just exciting. And just to be able to celebrate in his successes, just to be able to applaud him in his journey and seeing the great things that he's doing. Because now I recently saw he added on a new element to his business, which is photography and videography. And you can follow his blogger page on Instagram, which is More in Dallas. But if you would like to follow him and find out more information about photography or his videography page, you want to follow More in the Making. And once again, that's More with two O's in it. So, I'm going to add his link tree down in the show notes just to make sure that you can connect with him on all his social channels, his social media. But I specifically want you to check out if you're somebody in Dallas, the successors on here. I know y'all get out here and grind. I know y'all get after it. But if you're somebody who is thinking about taking an individual out on a date, or if you're somebody who's looking to figure out, man, what's a good dating option? What's some good places I can go? I want to encourage you to click on Brandon Moore's link tree, the link I'm gonna put down at the bottom. And he has these two articles. One is called Budget Bay, and the other one is hashtag Budget Bay 2. And these are blog posts, and they're allowing you to find some great date options that don't cost that much money. I was reading one of the articles, and Brandon went on to say that the best dates are adventures. You know, the best dates are when you're able to look back and say, man, we went to 3 spots and we didn't even spend $35. What a night, right? So I'm going to guess that Brandon has some dating experience, and I'm going to guess that he's tried out all the spots that he's telling us about. Of course he has, because he put GIFs of himself up showing us. So I want you to make sure to connect with this brother, because he is out here and he is getting after it. Once again, his name is Mr. Brandon Moore, a.k.a. Moore in Dallas. Be sure to check him out, follow him, and get connected, because he knows everything that's going on in the city. I was on his Instagram story the other night, and I just saw this brother pumping out content, pumping out events, making sure that we knew what was happening in the city, because he was at those events. So one more time, can we give it up for Mr. Brandon Moore? And now, successors, as we prepare to close out the podcast, we have to give the quote of the week, right? With this being the anger management episode, the quote that I just wanted to share was one my father used to say to me and my brother, or my brother and I, as we were growing up. He would always say, sons, I want you to understand this. He said, he who angers you controls you. Said, Dad, what? He said, no. He said, he who angers you, he or she who angers you, controls you. Successors, today, I want us to understand that if you allow somebody to have the ability to make you angry, then you're giving them that much control over you in your own life. So today is the time where we take ownership of our actions. We take ownership of our emotions. We take ownership of our attitudes, so that we can continue to set up the life that we desire, so that we can have that partner that we desire, so that we can grow in the way that we desire, in self-discipline, in character building, in integrity, doing these things that allow us to be our best selves. But if we don't have control over ourselves, then we will never be able to, one, pour into other people from a genuine place, but two, if we can't control ourselves, then we have to understand that we have some work to do. And I'm saying that from, I think that's the counselor in me saying that, because like I said, I'm about a year and a half away from grad school. I'm working on getting back into grad school. Oh, it's a process, y'all. I'm having to set time and do the paper, and we're not gonna get on that anyway. Well, that'll be another episode. But I want you just to remember that he who angers you controls you. So don't give nobody that much control over your life. Friends, this episode was sponsored by the Speak Your Success podcast app. If you have the Google Play Store or if you have access to the iTunes App Store, just type in Speak Your Success and you can get the free Speak Your Success app. All the episodes right there at your fingertips. It has a pretty cool layout, which was produced and made by Mr. Jaron Collins, aka JCI Creatives on Instagram, and that's his website. So I would just encourage you to make sure to get the app. That way you can, boom, go right into it. You don't have to worry about getting past all those other podcasts or even searching for the app. So do that, my friends. And we're going to close it out like we always do. We appreciate your subscriptions. We also appreciate you leaving Apple reviews. If you haven't done that, I would encourage you to do so to help us increase the impact and increase the reach to other individuals. But we're closing it out. This is TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?